speaking with Esther Joy King, a 14-county swing this week, announcing her candidacy for the 2022 election cycle. Before we talk about that, what did you learn from the last election cycle, your first run at Congress?
Jim, thank you so much for having me this morning. And what did I learn? I learned that we deserve a better voice here in Western Illinois. We got so much momentum. We came so close in 2020 election, and it's just been, it really has been the honor of a lifetime to stand shoulder to shoulder with everyone in Mercer County and across the entire congressional district for better representation for our area.
All right. You won Mercer County during the election, I think, quite handily. So what about, what is the difference going to have to be for Esther Joy King to win the entire 14-county, 17th congressional district? I mean, are there certain areas that you're going to have to target, you think?
Well, Jim, what we found in 2020 is when we reached someone, when we got to talk to them and share our message with them, 5 out of 6 times when people learned who Esther Joy King is and what I stand for, what I believe in, our very just basic American values of freedom, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, our First Amendment, our Second Amendment, all these values that are just truly classic American values that, you know, we're losing at the federal level. We're in a battle between socialism and just true American values. And when people hear that message 5 out of 6 times, they are all in. So the difference, Jim, is we have more time to reach more people and to communicate with them that we're fighting a good fight. I'm a battle ready leader, and 2022 is going to be a great year for bringing representation to this area.
You know, the other thing, too, that is different is this election cycle, you're not running against an incumbent, and it's a midterm. You know, it's not coinciding with a presidential election. Is your approach or strategy, does it have to change a little bit in regards to that?
Well, you're right that the dynamics are completely different. What it means for me, Jim, is that we're going to work even harder because we want to have great voter turnout. We want to have a ton of energy behind the campaign. And since it's a little bit different than a presidential election year, we are going to work even more and harder to bring energy and to communicate and share the message because we want to get high voter turnout, especially in Mercer County.
All right. And what are some of the other items you look at this election cycle? As we mentioned, it's a midterm. I know one of the hotly debated items right now is the Biden infrastructure plan. I know he scaled that back a little bit, what he originally was asking. But what are some of the bullet points you're looking at right now?
For this election, as a starting point right now, Jim, I believe Washington, D.C. policies are hurting us just normal people. We're seeing crisis after crisis come up as a direct result of DC, poor DC policy. I mean, I think of the gas prices. We're paying over 30% higher prices today than we did in January. Job crisis. Every business owner I talk with, it's my job as representative to talk to people, to find out what their concerns are. So I sit down with workers or you name the industry, a restaurant, a transportation company, farmers, hospitals, they cannot get workers right now. And that's a direct result, I believe, of the federal government paying people not to work. So the starting point is stopping these bad policies that are hurting us right now and then moving towards free markets where we have the capacity as communities, as engaged citizens to have control without the federal government interfering in every aspect of our lives.
And then as far as the top of the ticket goes, I know we're at a midterm, but, you know, depending on what happens here between now and the next presidential election, are you in a position to say you want to let the process play itself out in terms of who the Republican nominee is going to be, you know, 4 years moving forward, or, you know, are you ready to support former President Trump seeking re-election, if you want, or I should say seeking another term in office?
Look, Jim, I'm not going to engage in hypotheticals because there's so many unknowns for 2024. I'm first focused on 2022, one election at a time. But I will say this. President Trump promoted policies that were good for our country. Our economy here in this area, we had the best economy that we've ever had before the COVID crisis under President Donald Trump. And it's my job as a congressional candidate to carry forward those America First policies, energy independence, the capacity to secure our border, all these things that matter to us and directly affect our communities. That's what I'm fighting for in 2022.
All right. Anything else you need to mention about the campaign kickoff before we let you leave us today?
Well, Jim, I would say a huge thank you. Thank you to everyone who has jumped in over the last 2 years and continues to already be engaged for the 2022 election. We are going to be in a fight in 2022. We're fighting for what we believe in. We're fighting for representation for our area of Illinois. And I am a battle ready leader, a trained JAG officer in the United States Army, and proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with every single person that is fighting for our country in 2022. So I would say a huge thank you, Jim.